This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
This is Morning Edition on Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Maureen McCollum. Music fans from around the world will converge in the Chippewa Valley this afternoon for the third annual Eau Claire Music and Arts Festival. That's O with an X and Claire with an S. The Eclectic Music Festival is the brainchild of Wisconsin native Justin Vernon of Bon Iver, one of this weekend's many headliners. He and other festival organizers have stocked the music lineup with other big names like Paul Simon, Feist, and Danny Brown. While there are dozens of music festivals taking place across Wisconsin this summer, writer and Eau Claire narrator Michael Perry talks about what makes this festival unique.
From the first time Justin ever brought this up, he said, I want to focus on collaboration. I want it to be different. I want to erase the boundary between artist and audience as much as possible. Now, fundamentally, obviously, you can only go so far with that. But what's been interesting to observe from my position is how he and Aaron Dessner have absolutely stuck to that, not just trotting out headliner after headliner.
Aaron Dessner of The National, the band.
Correct. And I have to say from personal experience, when you say collaborative, not just musicians with writers or writers with sculptors, but also the audience is part of that collaboration. That was the biggest lesson I learned from the first year. I remember just wondering if the audience was going to go for these things. And man, they really did.
You mentioned how the spirit of collaboration is really strong during the Eau Claire Fest. You have Paul Simon playing with Y Music. It's this orchestral group from New York City.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose. The queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You'll also have Bon Iver playing with John Prine. And then, of course, there's Wilco. And I counted four different Wilco spin-offs or side projects that'll actually be playing at the festival all weekend. There's just a lot of love being spread around.
Yeah, and that gets back to Justin and Aaron continuing to insist that this is about collaboration. And so you're seeing that. What I love to tell people is that those are just the things that they've told you about ahead of time. There are these other little events on side stages or little places hidden out in the trees where all of a sudden someone like Aaron Dessner will show up and play for 10 minutes with someone else. And a writer and a musician will show up and the poet will read a poem while the musician improvises. So, you know, they asked me last year to start bringing in some writers. They didn't give me any direction on what to do with the writers. They just said, bring them in. And this year, they're doing these little mini 5-minute readings, and you come into this tiny house. Audience is never larger than 5 people. The reading itself lasts for 5 minutes, and it is this amazing, intimate experience that I had no idea if it would work. And it turned out we had lines all day, both days last year.
I think there are more than 20 art installations also just spread out throughout the festival, too. Why is something like that important to this festival?
The thing that I like about the art installations is that that plays right into the idea of being just open to whatever's going to happen. What you're going to see at the festival is the handiwork of Michael Brown. He directs all of that. It's his brainchild. And that's the kind of thing that I'm always so pleasantly surprised by, because that's not the space in which my head primarily operates. And yet to come around a corner and see a speaker tower entirely braided with fresh hops, or to see a large illuminated cathedral made of nothing but wire and chicken fence, and yet it's gorgeous and ethereal when it's lit at night. I think the reason that's important is that, again, we're fortunate to live in a beautiful green valley here, and the festival takes place right next to the river. But then to all of a sudden have this otherworldly art popping up, some of it moving, some of it silly, a lot of it fun, that's art collaborating with nature in real time.
So you have a lot of work to do this weekend, but if you have some time off, is there anyone you're looking forward to hearing or seeing at all?
I am thrilled beyond words that John Prine is going to be part of the festival.
How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening?
I cited John Prine, quoted him in my first book, Population 485. And the reason for that was he was one of my top five writing influences. I came to writing through a kind of a weird back road, not the typical way. And John Prine was one of those roughneck, blue jean wearing singer-songwriter people who first suggested to me through his work that you could strive for art and beauty and sensitivity and yet still talk and walk like the folks I grew up with. You know, he lugged the U.S. mail, for crying out loud.
Right.
He knew what it was to work, and yet he loved poetry.
So a lot of these musicians who will be performing, they're coming from across the country, but there does seem to be an emphasis on the upper Midwest. But maybe some people are wondering, why aren't there more people from the Eau Claire area or Wisconsin artists playing?
Yeah, I can't really speak to that because I'm not part of the selection process. Mm-hmm. I can speak to the writers. On the one hand, you try to bring in a few artists that have a definite connection to this state or this area. On the other hand, you want to do what you can to amplify voices that aren't always heard in this area. I'm a guy, I've got this hardcore Wisconsin country boy background, and I love that, and it's a part of me forever. But my world has been so opened up and changed by voices from all over this country and from all different strata of society. And so I took it upon myself to try to make sure we've got some, of course, some Midwestern voices, but also to examine what is a Midwestern voice.
Michael Perry is a Wisconsin writer and narrator at this weekend's Eau Claire Music and Arts Festival, which kicks off this afternoon. Also playing this weekend is a band with Wisconsin roots, Sylvanesso, who you hear right now, plus Julieta Venegas and Chance the Rapper.
I used to dance to Michael. I used to dance in high school. I used to pass out music. I still pass out music. The people's chant must be everything the people can't be. I'm getting artsy-fartsy, house full of some Hebrew brandies. You must have missed the come up. I must be all I can be. Call me Mr. Mufasa.